the Northland School Division passed their budget, and what are some of the highlights of the budget, and is there anything in there that excites you and the board about this year's budget?
Well, this year's budget, what we have continued to do since this horrific situation with the pandemic, it's basically changed the way that we deliver education in Northland. Northland, is, as you know, is a very large land size, about the size of Germany. And what we have done in the last, say, 10 weeks is we have converted our in-class teaching to online learning whenever possible. In some of our communities, they don't have that ability. And so that has allowed us to take our teachers to a totally different level in regards to technology. So what our board has done in the next budget is we've continued to add money into the technology budget so that we can continue the learning and increase the software. We're using that technology. The thing that's really exciting is we're using that technology not just to be able to connect with the students, but also to connect with each other across the district. So it's basically shrunk the size of our district. So teachers from Sousa Creek and Grand Cache are able to talk to teachers in Paddle Prairie. We've been doing professional learning, and we've, in our budget, we've increased the teacher professional and the educational assistant's professional learning through the use of technology. And we're getting some of the funds from that by the reduction in our travel costs because we can do a lot of our business now through the use of technology. So that's what's really exciting for us, is that we're able to enhance and engage students in a different manner through the use of technology.
That's awesome. So definitely looks like you've really found some efficiencies in there.
Yes, we have. But even more importantly, it has really enhanced the ability for teachers to be able to offer programming for students.
Okay, great. And obviously, you kind of touched on it before, but I really want to stress on this one is that can you talk about the importance of being flexible in the delivery of education and how important that is? Not only, given the fact that COVID kind of caught us all off guard here and really changed the way we do things, how important is that flexibility now going forward?
Oh, the flexibility in education right now is extremely important, especially at this time with the pandemic, because you never know when you may be changing the method of delivery simply because of the virus and what's happening. I have to say I'm extremely proud of our teachers and our staff. We've managed to even get our financial systems all online and digital. So whatever comes down, we are able to be flexible. And if it means some kind of adaptation in the classroom, we're able to do that. If it means some students working at home and some at school, we can do that too, or continue on doing what we're doing right now. And many of our communities, about 50% of our children do not have access to internet. So we've been doing a combined program where we're delivering some with through technology as well as paper-based packages that go home to the students every 2 weeks, with the communication occurring with parents through either paper-based, Facebook, Google Classroom, a variety of methods.
Impressive. Okay. And also, the final question I have for you is that the Premier had indicated that if the current trend of COVID-19 continues, that Stage 2 of their economic relaunch could be happening in the near future, within the next couple of weeks, and that could include the reopening of K-12 schools in a limited capacity, and still a bit of an unknown here, but should that happen, is the division ready for this?
We've been doing a lot of planning already in regards to, for example, as you know, with the social distancing of 6 feet between student desks. We've already started to remove extra furniture out of classrooms so that the classrooms will basically only have student desks and a teacher desk in it. And principals have begun to measure the size of classrooms so that we can know exactly how many students a classroom can accommodate while still meeting the health requirements. But we're waiting for the relaunch from the ministry. We're preparing for all three sessions because you might come in one scenario, but something might happen and all of a sudden you have to go to scenario three. So we've begun that process. We've put things in place. We're ready for whatever needs to happen, but we're just waiting for the minister to give us the proper protocols, et cetera, that we'll need to put in place to meet the chief medical officer's suggestions.
All right, Dr. Spencer Poitras, those are all my questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
I think if I was going to say, you know, this horrific situation, what it's done for our staff at all levels, including central office staff, but particularly teachers, it's enabled them to, I think, realize the strength that they have in their teaching and how flexible and how quickly they were able to adapt. I mean, when you think we went from very few teachers in our district using technology, and 2 weeks later, we had all of our teachers online doing Zoom. So very impressed with how quickly educators adapted to this situation.